Today is Thursday, September 16th. What to know about emotional yet forceful testimony from some of America's top gymnasts that had the FBI director apologizing? Also, which state is the first to sue the Biden administration over vaccine mandates? And which police department was found to be racially biased? Plus, a new investigation into Instagram, which tech giant says you can get rid of passwords? And what's the secret to living a longer life? Two big new studies have a very specific answer. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Top Olympic gymnasts gave powerful and emotional testimony to senators on Capitol Hill. They spoke about how the FBI and sports organizations failed them in the Larry Nassar investigation. Remember, Nassar is a former USA Gymnastics team doctor, now serving what amounts to life in prison for sexually abusing hundreds of women and girls. But their survivors are telling their stories again now because of a new federal report. It found the FBI failed to act for more than a year after first hearing some abuse allegations. And in that time, dozens more athletes were molested. So at yesterday's hearing, star gymnast Simone Biles said, quote, "To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, but I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse." Another gold medal winning gymnast, Michaela Maroney, spoke specifically about a call she had with FBI agents. She said on that call, she told them about a horrifying experience she had with Nassar in graphic detail, but the FBI, quote, "minimized and disregarded her." In response, FBI Director Christopher Wray said he was deeply and profoundly sorry. Wray also said an FBI supervisor who did not properly investigate the Nassar case and later lied about it was fired. Wray promised to make sure everyone at the FBI remembers what happened so it never happens again. A police department in a Denver, Colorado suburb is getting an overhaul. It's in response to a year-long civil rights investigation that found Aurora Police Department has a culture of racially biased policing. The investigation began because of a black man's death 2 years ago. Police stopped Elijah McClain for looking suspicious. He was eventually restrained and injected with a tranquilizer. Three police officers and two paramedics have since been charged in his death. But now Colorado's attorney general says the issues with Aurora police are deeper than that one case. He says the investigation found many examples of officers treating people of color, especially black people, differently than white people. He also says the department has a pattern of using unlawful excessive force. Now Aurora PD has to commit to reforming officer training, changing use of force policies, and enforcing stricter standards for police stops and arrests. The attorney general says so far the department has been cooperative, and the police chief promised to make the necessary changes. The United States has a new alliance with Britain and Australia. It should make it easier for the three countries to share intelligence and help Australia build nuclear-powered submarines. And that beefs up the Western presence in the region that up until now has been dominated by China. The White House did not say the effort was specifically meant to counter China, just that the countries want to line up common interests in the Asia-Pacific. Still, most experts have made the connection, saying Western allies are trying to push back on China's rise when it comes to their military and technology capabilities. One Chinese official has said the U.S. and others need to, quote, "shake off their Cold War mentality." To be clear, Australia says it will not be arming the submarines with nuclear weapons, but the New York Times reports they'll almost certainly be armed with conventional cruise missiles. The Australian government is also looking to build up its military with long-range missiles, radar surveillance, and more. Arizona is now the first state to sue the Biden administration over COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Remember, as part of a larger plan to fight the pandemic and the Delta variant, the White House announced a new mandate coming soon. It says all companies with 100 or more employees must require workers either be vaccinated or get weekly COVID testing. Businesses that don't could face thousands of dollars in fines. Well, Arizona's attorney general calls that unconstitutional and filed the lawsuit. He argues the plan discriminates against U.S. citizens, since undocumented migrants detained at the border are not required to get vaccinated. Other Republicans have also questioned the legality of such a massive medical mandate. For now, at least, President Biden is not backing down. He met with top execs from companies like Microsoft, Disney, and Walgreens. It was an effort to highlight companies who have already required employees get vaccinated and saw more workers get the shots because of it. To be continued. More news just ahead, but we'll take a quick break now to thank our sponsor, Ritual. Do you think you're getting all the nutrients you need in your diet? Research shows probably not. That's why I love knowing I'm supporting my health by taking Ritual vitamins every day, which, by the way, have research to back them up. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin, for example, was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. And Ritual has a vitamin specifically designed for everyone, women, pregnant women, men, and even kids. I trust Ritual enough that I've been taking their vitamin so long that I've needed three different versions of it. I've taken the women's multivitamin, the prenatal vitamin, and now the postnatal vitamin. I love that I can trust the traceable, non-GMO, vegan-friendly ingredients as well. So whichever Ritual vitamin is right for you, try it. Because Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/newsworthy. Two major railway companies are coming together in a historic new deal. Canadian Pacific Railway bought Kansas City Southern for more than $27 billion. If the deal is approved, it will be the first major merger in the industry in about two decades. It'll create the first freight railroad that links Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. Canadian Pacific already plays a key role in North American trade, but getting Kansas City Southern was big because it plays a big part in trade with Mexico. The trains bring auto and other industrial products from Mexico into the U.S., and they bring American farm goods back to Mexico. Once the railways are merged, the new company will be named Canadian Pacific Kansas City, and it plans to bring on another 20,000 employees. But regulators still have to give the okay, and those reviews could last until the end of next year. Congressional lawmakers are opening another bipartisan investigation into Facebook. This time, it's about whether Facebook-owned Instagram is harmful to teens. It comes one day after a Wall Street Journal report said top company officials knew the app could have a negative impact on mental health, body image, and more, especially for teenage girls. The journal said researchers who work for the social media giant looked into these issues and apparently found that more than 40% of teens who reported feeling unattractive say that feeling started on the app. Also, some teens blamed Instagram for increases in anxiety and depression. One top company official has now responded to the article. She says the company is using the research to better understand young people's experiences and the complex issues they struggle with to figure out how to help. She went on to say the results also found social media can be good. For example, connecting friends and families around the world and giving voice to marginalized communities. Still, that wasn't enough for some lawmakers who accuse Facebook of prioritizing profits over the health of teens and children. Facebook has not commented on the specific investigation yet. Stay tuned. Forget trying to remember so many passwords. For Microsoft accounts, you don't need them anymore. The tech giant is rolling out new login technology for people to get into their Outlook email, OneDrive, Xbox devices, or other Microsoft apps. You'll just have to enter your username. Then you'll get an alert on your phone or through the new Microsoft Authenticator app to confirm it's really you trying to log in. That said, this is not mandatory. Microsoft says you can keep using passwords if you prefer, but if you do want to use the new technology, you will have to manually turn it on. To do that, go to Settings on your Microsoft account and click on Advanced Security Options. You'll also have to download the Microsoft Authenticator app and link it to your account. If you don't see the passwordless option yet, it's coming. Microsoft has started rolling it out, but it could take a few weeks before the new option is available to everyone. What's the secret to a long life? Two new large-scale studies say they may have the answer. The studies link 7,000 to 8,000 daily steps, or about 30 to 45 minutes of exercise most days, to longevity. Together, the studies followed more than 10,000 people, men and women, for decades. The results? The right amount of physical activity each day may lower your chance of premature death by as much as 70%. The studies also found there's a cap. After about 10,000 steps a day, you don't really get any extra benefits. And doing too much exercise, like 10 or more hours a week, might even set you back. As the New York Times points out, many other studies have already said that overall, those with an active lifestyle will outlive those who don't get out and move. That's nothing new. But these studies go a step further by getting specific and sharing what seems to be the sweet spot of activity for living a longer life. Though keep in mind, these studies show a relationship between the two. They don't necessarily prove the activity directly causes people to live longer. Time magazine has released its picks for the top 100 most influential people of the year. The list includes government leaders, activists, tech giants, athletes, and Hollywood entertainers. Seven of them will be on the magazine covers, including Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, gymnast Simone Biles, and singer Billie Eilish. The top 100 list also included people like President Biden and former President Trump, country singer Dolly Parton, pop star Britney Spears, Apple CEO Tim Cook, SpaceX founder Elon Musk, and rappers Lil Nas X and Bad Bunny. Each year, the magazine says it picks people who are actively trying to make meaningful changes to the world. The Time 100 issue comes out on newsstands tomorrow, but you can see the full list online today. Today is Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year in Judaism. It's also known as the Day of Atonement. It's when Jewish people reflect, pray, and ask for forgiveness for their sins. Many Jews are not using technology today, and others will go the whole day without eating or drinking. It actually started last night at sundown and lasts until sundown tonight when it's time to break the fast. At that point, families will get together for a traditional meal. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp. Before I started The Newsworthy, I worked for more than a decade in traditional TV news, and I saw a lot of sad stuff in person every day. It's a big part of why I left and started this podcast, not only for myself, but also for others who felt bombarded by too much sad, alarming news. And I realized if we're not careful, any stress that we face in our lives repeatedly can lead to unnecessary anxiety. But thanks to therapy, it doesn't have to. And BetterHelp offers professional counseling that is both convenient and affordable. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist in a safe and private online environment so you can connect from the comfort of your home. BetterHelp's counselors specialize in a variety of areas, including stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, grief, self-esteem, and more. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Remember those so-called murder hornets that popped up in the Pacific Northwest last year? Well, a lot of them are back and are still considered dangerous. In the last month, officials in Washington state have found and destroyed 3 murder hornet nests. In just one of them, there was nearly 1,500 murder hornets inside. Officially, the insects are called Asian giant hornets. But they got their nickname the murder hornet because they tend to cause up to 50 deaths a year in Japan, where they're most commonly found. They also will attack hives of honeybees and kill all of them within hours. Officials say the hornets only attack people or pets if they feel threatened. But when they do, it can be pretty bad. Their stingers are long enough to pierce a beekeeper's suit. Thankfully, no deaths have been reported in the U.S., but officials say anyone who sees a murder hornet should report it right away. You'll probably know it when you see it because they're so big. They can grow up to 2 inches long or about the size of an adult thumb, and they have huge yellow-orange faces. All right, thanks for listening today and making The Newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.